There's a sign at the entrance of what used to be the old Red Devil Mercury Mine.
The sign says, Red Devil Mine, U.S. Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management. And with a black background and red letters says, Danger. Material at mine site may present human health risks.
After the mine shut down in 1971, it was discovered that the mine tailings were leaching into Red Devil Creek, a tributary of the Kuskokwim River, as well as the surrounding groundwater. Those tailings are made up of mercury, which can cause neurological damage, especially to unborn babies, and arsenic and antimony, which can cause cancer. The Federal Bureau of Land Management took on the responsibility of cleaning up the mine in the 1980s after the owners walked away. Now, almost 40 years later, BLM has finally proposed a plan to remediate the site. There are four alternatives in the plan, but BLM has a preferred one. First, they'll dig up the contaminated soil by the mine site and less than a mile down the Kuskokwim River. Then, they will cover the tailings about 300 feet above Red Devil Creek with layers of dirt and fabric that will keep the tailings from leaking out. One of these layers is called a geomembrane.
That's essentially no permeability, but we call it low permeability. It is very, very effective in preventing rainfall and snowmelt from getting into the main contents of the repository.
Mike McCrum is the project manager. The bottom will not be lined, but McCrum says that the proposed design would help prevent the tailings from leaking into Red Devil Creek and the groundwater.
This is a very standard design. EPA has designed repositories like this all over the Pacific Northwest and really all over the country.
But the design is not final. That's where community input comes in.
This is the first time in this process where people in those communities have the opportunity to go on record with their thoughts and their comments on cleaning up this site.
BLM has held information meetings for years in surrounding communities, but this is the first official public comment period on the cleanup.
If there's one message that we would like to try and get out at this point is that this is your shot.
Rebecca Wilmarth grew up playing on the abandoned mine. She plans to attend the public hearing in the village of Red Devil next month.
Yep, I think there are a lot of people who are going to question their plan, but yeah, like I said, I'll wait to see what they have to say.
The public comment period opens up March 1st and ends April 30th. McCrum says they hope to have a final record of decision in 2021 at the earliest. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.